Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a healthy respect for large bodies of water. I have a healthy respect for small bodies of water. In fact, I really don't care for water that much at all. I've told you this before. I've had poor experiences with water. I don't swim very well. And I tend to get motion sickness. I remember taking the ferry from Cape May, New Jersey to Lewis, Delaware. It's a nice ride. It's about 45 minutes. If you're ever in that part of the country, I urge you to take it. There was a hurricane out in the Atlantic while we were going across, and so the seas were a little rough. And I was sitting inside, and I happened to look out the window. And as I looked out the window, I became mesmerized by the level of the sea. As I watched it down at the very bottom of the window, and then it went way up to the top of the window, and then back down to the bottom of the window. And I looked at that and said, well, isn't that something? And so I kept watching it. Up and down. Up and down. Until about the fifth time. And then my stomach started going up and down and up and down. Fortunately, they had a television inside, so I decided to focus on that a little bit, and I felt a little bit better. But I've never really had good experiences with water when things have been rough. As I said before, I don't swim very well, and so there's a certain amount of fear, I guess, that's involved with this. Which, oddly enough, is why I really kind of am enamored by the show Deadliest Catch. I don't know if any of you have seen this show. It's been on for years, but it follows the life of crab fishermen up in the Bering Sea. And I just look at what they go through and I'm totally amazed. You know, as there are 40-foot waves coming over the boat and they're pulling in crab and it's below zero and it's wet and it's freezing and they're going back and forth and I'm getting nauseous just watching it, wondering how on earth can anybody do that? And then I feel grateful, really grateful, when I have crab legs because I know it's some of them that made that possible for me. But one of the worst things that happens on that show is if the engine breaks down, and the engines seem to break down a lot when they're in very rough seas, because the boat then becomes almost a victim of the ocean. It can't control itself when it's not running, and so there's a greater chance of it capsizing because of what's going on. The same thing's true with little boats. If you're in rough weather in a boat that's humanly propelled, oars, they tell you you got to keep your oar in the water and you got to keep paddling, because if you don't, then the boat will have a greater tendency to capsize. And so when I think about today's lesson, I'm thinking the disciples had their oars in the water because they're talking about how rough the wind was, which is in turn going to make the seas rather rough. And then it makes me wonder what on earth Peter was thinking about. Not only was Peter strange enough to want to get into the water, but he was also abandoning his fellow disciples who were trying to be able to keep the boat moving. And it's hard to figure out what Peter's motivation was. Maybe it was he wasn't convinced that Jesus wasn't a ghost out there and thought, well, a ghost isn't going to make me walk on the water. Only Jesus would make me walk on the water. I don't know. Because he says, if it's you, tell me to come out. I think I'd be like, if it's you, tell this to stop. But even as he's walking out in the water, I would imagine the other disciples, while they're wondering what on earth Peter's thinking about, still kept their oars in the water and kept them moving. Justin Juniman knows all about that saying of keeping your oar in the water. He is, now if you know anything about college football, follow along carefully, because he is a red shirt senior place kicker for the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers, which means this guy never plays, ever. So there's no chance he's going to make a difference for any game that the University of Minnesota is going to play this year. He's going to be taking time sitting on the bench. This week, Justin, the no good place kicker who will never play, received a full ride football scholarship because he kept his oar in the water. One of the things that P.J. Fleck, who is the head coach of the University of Minnesota, would tell his players is the privilege they have of playing football far exceeds going out on the field. And it is a responsibility they have as representatives of the football team and the university to be able to give of themselves in any way possible for the good of the community. Well, apparently, Justin took this fairly seriously. And in his freshman year, he began to make visits to the Children's Hospital of Minnesota, that's in Minneapolis, to the point that after a while, he was there almost every day, visiting sick children, sharing his time with them, just trying to cheer them up, trying to help them along through whatever course they were on. Never telling anybody. One of the administrators of the hospital found out what Justin was doing and let the coach know about it. And to reward him for his work, not as a football player, but as a representative of the football team, he received a full football scholarship because he kept his oar in the water. Now, I like this concept and this understanding as we visualize keeping oars in the water, because what are we? We're all in the same boat. We're in the same boat in the communities of which we live. We're in the same boat within this congregation. We're in the same boat as members of the United States of America, citizens of the United States of America. We find ourselves in a bunch of different boats, but within all of those boats, we have a responsibility to make sure that our oars are in the water, that we keep paddling, that we keep rowing, that we ensure that the job we're called to do is done, that we see to it that as representatives of Christ, that we do the work that God has called us to do. There's been a lot of troubling news over this weekend with what's taking place in Virginia. Troubling news because it is something that really is fomenting a lot of hatred, and it is born out of hatred. And while we sometimes find ourselves hesitant to be able to speak out in situations that we're not necessarily directly involved with, we still are called as Christians to be able to take a stand when we see that things are not the way they're supposed to be. When there is injustice within this world, we are called to put our oar in the water to demand justice. When there is suffering in this world, we are called to keep our oar in the water to see that that suffering comes to an end. When we see that there is hatred within the world, we are called to work for peace. When we see that there is hunger within this world, we are called to see that the world is fed. In all of these things and more, we are called to be people who keep our oar in the water, to keep rowing, to keep doing the work that God calls us to do, individually and as a community. There's a big difference when we're in the boat by ourselves, especially if we find it to be a rather large boat trying to paddle in a certain direction. It's a whole different story when that boat is filled with people working for the same cause, paddling in the same direction, doing the same good. We are called to take stands. We are called to make differences. We are called to use the gifts that God has blessed us with to keep our oars in the water, keep doing the work we're called to do, encouraging others to do the same with us, to bring betterment to this world in which we live. Not to stand idly by and think it's somebody else's problem, not to simply look at it and say, well, it doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to worry about it, but understanding that God calls us all to stand forth and do the things that are necessary to correct the wrongs within this world, to be able to eliminate the blights within society and the suffering that other people endure. We have been blessed beyond belief. But all that blessing does for us, at least as far as I'm concerned, is makes us responsible to row even faster. Because we have the tools, we have the skills, we have the gifts and the abilities to make a difference. But we can only do that if we keep our oars in the water and we row together. Amen.